Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A Baptist deacon had an old car that was broken down more than it was running. He decided to sell it while he could still get something out of it. He ran an ad in the local paper describing it as a trustworthy vehicle with lots of good miles left in it. When a prospective buyer responded to the ad, the man really poured it on, telling him what a great car it was and how badly he hated to part with it. The buyer said, "I'd like to buy your car, but I can't pay you until the first of next month. But you can trust me. I'm a Presbyterian elder in our local church. My word is as good as bond." So the two men shook hands on the deal, and the Presbyterian elder drove away with the car previously owned by the Baptist deacon. When the Baptist deacon got home, his wife said, "Where's the money?" Her husband replied, "Well, he can't give us the money until the first of next month. But there's nothing to worry about, honey. We can trust him. He's a Presbyterian elder." And then he added, "What's a Presbyterian elder?" She replied, "About the same as a Baptist deacon." Whereupon her husband exclaimed, "Then we're in real trouble." Chuck Swindoll says that integrity is simply doing what you say you're going to do. Unquestionably, keeping your word. Telling it like it really is without embellishment or exaggeration is a reflection of integrity. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary says that integrity is being incorruptible or complete. Firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values, utter sincerity, honesty, and candor. If there is one flagrant flaw in the moral character of people today, it is the lack of integrity in both public and private life. In his haste, David said, or dismay, as another translation puts it, that all men are liars. If he had lived today, said a casual observer of what's happening, he could have taken his time and said it. One of the reasons that youth today are so cynical about life is that dishonesty is so common, they disbelieve almost everything and everyone. But is there a foundation for their cynicism? Unquestionably, there is. Politicians say one thing on one occasion and then reverse themselves, affirming the very opposite a few days later. Honesty in both public and private life is a reflection of the lack of integrity of people today. There are some moral fibers which constitute the very fabric of a society. When the fabric is gradually ripped and torn, the end result is moral confusion and social disintegration. Integrity is part of that fabric. It is sadly in need of repair today. Some people say that they can have integrity without having religious convictions. Though I question that premise, I do know that individuals who believe they are accountable to God and have a moral framework and code by which they live based on biblical convictions are far more apt to believe that integrity is important than those who think they answer to no one and are not accountable for what they do. Expedience, shallowness, and artificiality are all enemies of integrity. When the North Koreans captured General William Dean, he was permitted to write one letter home. He chose to write to his son, and in the letter he said, "Bill, remember that integrity is the most important thing of all. Let it always be your aim." Question: have you sold any old cars lately? Should the mother of the mechanic who worked on your car have bought it? Would you have been embarrassed? It's something to think about.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.